The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andrew Knott, CEO of Savannah Energy. SAVE is ticker. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, Justin. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'm just reading through your financial trading update and guidance issued for full year 21, of course, and sounding very bullish there and reason to be, I think, and the share price is looking good as well. So before we get into that, Andrew, for people maybe not so familiar with the business, just give us a brief overview of what you're about, please.
Okay, so Savannah is a leading African-focused British independent energy company. We have two projects. One is a highly cash generative project in Nigeria. The other is a exploration development appraisal project in Niger, both of which are very significant for the countries in which we operate, and both of which we have strong plans to deliver significant growth to the business over the course of the coming months and years.
Excellent stuff. Okay, so let's get into it. Let's start off with some financial highlights, if you could, Andrew. Take us through some of those.
Okay, so yeah, this morning we've published the unaudited highlights for 2020. I think the key thing to say is that all of the principal metrics are moving in the right direction. So our total revenues number, we've reported up 23% year on year. Cash collections up 11% year on year. Cash balance has more than doubled. The net debt position is reduced by 16%. Our leverage is down significantly. Our interest coverage ratio has improved significantly. And if you take the midpoint of our cost range against the revenue guidance, it's clear that we're seeing an improvement in the EBITDA in EBITDA margin, which was already sitting at 76% in 2019 on an underlying basis. So what we're really demonstrating with this morning's release is that the promises that we were making at the time when we did the Seven Energy acquisition of the Nigerian business, we're really delivering on. And the metrics that we're reporting this morning clearly and unambiguously demonstrate that. And I think for those that are new to the business, it's probably important to say that our revenues are derived almost exclusively from fixed price long-term gas sales agreements. We have some liquids production, but the vast majority are from those long-term fixed price gas sales agreements. They have a very long reserve and resource life. They have a very long contracted revenue stream, which is a multi-billion dollar contracted revenue stream. So even if we do nothing, we've got a contracted revenue stream in the billions of dollars. So the company itself as well, we have a very strong track record of delivering projects on time and budget. So once we start something, we've got a track record of getting it done and making it happen. And then the other key aspect is whilst we have this large multi-billion dollar contracted revenue stream, we have spare capacity. We have the gas reserves and resources, and we have the spare capacity to go out and source additional contracts and deliver incremental revenue streams to the business. And that's certainly a core focus that we have within the business today.
So suffice to say, Andrew, you're feeling quite positive looking forward?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, clearly the macro environment for the last 12 months has been very challenging for many businesses. The challenges that we faced in terms of, if you take our main cash flow project in Nigeria, which actually supplies gas to power 10% of the country's power supply, which is not an insignificant undertaking. We rose to the challenge last year. We managed to increase our contribution to the nation's power supply at a time when others reduced their contributions. So we accepted the challenges, we took them on and we more than overcame them. So I think in an environment where there's less macro pressure, which may or may not happen this year, we don't know yet, but may or may not happen this year, I think the opportunities for us to continue to grow, both in Nigeria and Niger, and West Africa more generally, is clearly there's clearly going to be many opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's huge. I mean, think about it. You're providing gas contributes to over 10% of Nigeria's daily average power generation, because Nigeria, it's like they've got like a 200 million population there, haven't they?
And it's the largest. It's the largest economy in Africa.
Yes.
Wow. It's a very, very meaningful business that we have.
Yeah, it's very significant when you realise the population's involved there. Marvellous stuff. Okay, well, Andrew, as always, if someone's listening right now, likes the sound of what you're talking about, the progress you're making here, but are not yet following that story, give them three quick bullet point reasons to hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add you to their watch list, please.
Yes, no problem. Okay, so look, I think the first thing to say is that the quality of our underlying businesses. So we have a highly cash generative, high margin business in Nigeria, which is generating very significant cash flows for our group. In Niger, we have a high quality exploration and appraisal business. The R3 East development is going to come in and deliver significant growth for us. So both of those businesses, good embedded growth and fundamentally very, very good assets. I think, secondly, the track record that we have of delivering our projects and managing our projects very, very well, I think that's a key differentiating factor. It's very, very clear from the numbers that we have published that we've taken on the Nigerian business and significantly improved it. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very clear from numbers we published in the past that in Niger, the projects that we've done have been delivered ahead of time, ahead of budget. So that is, from a cost control perspective, a project management perspective, I think that is a core skill set that we have within the business. And then I would say the last thing is, we're in an environment where companies like us will be exposed to a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of change going on in the industry, and we are in projects and areas and countries which require the services and the capabilities that we have. So over time, I expect that to enable us to access further opportunities. But to be very, very clear, our core businesses have very significant potential already embedded within them.
Marvellous stuff. Andrew, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.